Hey, it's your girl, Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. comedian, Ella the Speller, the phenomenal storyteller. So I've attempted to make this podcast twice, and for whatever reason, it is not functioning properly. User error. Okay, I got it. Anyhow, I hope that you guys are doing fantastic. We are in day 2 of February. It is officially Black History Month. And guess what? I am Black History because I was born in the month of February. How awesome and amazing is that? Anywho, so tonight I just wanted to just share a few tidbits on some thoughts that on my mind. I have been in a Clubhouse pretty regularly for the past couple of weeks. And I have to tell you, if you are not on Clubhouse and you're still on Facebook, oh God, you are so 2020. Okay, I'm sorry. But Clubhouse has been amazing. For those of you who are not familiar with Clubhouse, it's an app that has really taken over Facebook, and it's taken social media by storm. They have all these amazing rooms that you can get yourself into and get so much free information from millionaires and people who are well-versed in certain genres and, you know, business owners, just people who are offering up free business information, ideas. It's pretty amazing. So one of the rooms, or a couple of the rooms that I've been in for the past couple of weeks, one of those things they talk about is fear. And, you know, I'm sure that all of us have been in a situation where we have found ourselves being afraid to go to the next level or to do a particular thing, and fear has crippled us. I know I'm guilty of it. You know, some people, they get fear or stage fright when they have to speak in front of large audiences or do presentations. Oddly for me, I'm not afraid of public speaking, but I do become a little bit more fearful when I have to be on the more serious side. And a lot of that really, I believe, is if I prepare properly, then I don't have to be consumed by the fear. It's when I'm not prepared that I can find myself being anxious and nervous and afraid. And so, since we've been talking so much about that, I remembered the speech that I think many people said was written by Nelson Mandela, but I don't think Nelson Mandela actually wrote that. The author was Marianne Williams, I believe is her name. And anyway, I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the speech. I love it. I memorized it several years ago, and I just think that this particular speech is really, truly powerful. You know what it is. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the universe. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Press pause. Let that marinate just for a minute. Okay, for those of you who don't struggle with fear, or, you know, this is not an issue for you, it's all good. I really want to speak to the people that maybe have been crippled by fear, and to know that your deepest fear is not that you're inadequate. Your deepest fear is that you are powerful beyond measure. It is your light, not your darkness, that frightens you. I'm going to go and say this again. I'm going to replace our with I and other things with me. I'm going to say, Christina, your deepest fear is not that you are inadequate. Your deepest fear is that you are powerful beyond measure. It is your light, not your darkness, that frightens you. I ask myself, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who am I not to be? I am a child of God. And my playing small does not serve the universe. As I'm liberated from my own fear, my presence automatically liberates others. I just love that. And that is so true. And I'm glad I went back to find this, because I realize over the past couple of months, boy, the enemy has been doing a number on me, showing me my insecurities and my inadequacies. And, you know, reading this again makes me realize I'm not weak. I'm not inadequate. I've been afraid of really standing up, rising up, and standing in my power. I am powerful beyond measure. Say it to yourself. I am powerful beyond measure. You got to put that thing in your spirit, honey. Put it all the way deep down in your heart, like a cool peppermint patty. It'll give you a tingling sensation, okay? You have to ask yourself, who are you? Not to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the universe. I love that. How many times has God told you to rise up and you stayed hidden in the background? Uh-oh. You felt insecure. You felt inadequate. You felt someone else could do it better than you. Do you realize that sometimes the reason that we are miserable is because we're not rising up to the occasion? We're not living our lives to the full in the way that we know God has called us to live. I can say that's true for me. So many times, I tell you, I have so much content, so many videos, stuff all over the place, stuff that I've written that I've not shared with the world. And I said, God, please don't take me from this earth before I'm able to share all the gifts and the talents that you've given me. Why should I shrink back? God's not pleased with that. So I'm giving you a charge today. What is that thing that God's called you to do that you've been twiddling your thumbs with? You've just been kind of jogging at a slow pace. Come on. It's time to live out loud. It's time to love out loud. It's time to just really step up to the plate. Stop living life on the sidelines. Get in the game. Get in the game. Step up to the batter's box. Come on, it's time to make a home run. As I'm speaking this to you, I'm speaking it to myself. You're not inadequate. Okay, maybe there are some things you don't know. Brush up on them. Learn them, Christina. Do you know that sometimes people don't like you because your light shines bright? Oh my God, I'm not going to get started. I'm not going to get started. But I can tell you, your light intimidates people. Shine bright. Honey, shine bright like a diamond. Don't make me start singing, because you know I will. I just want to say this speech. Let me read it one last time for those of you who didn't hear it the first time. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. That is so delicious. Mary Ann Williamson, that's her name. This speech is so beautiful to me. It is so freeing and so liberating. And so I just want to encourage all of you who are listening to me to know that you've got what it takes, to know that you are not inadequate. You are not a failure. You know, you are not your past. So whatever that thing is that you desire to do, that you've been putting off for months and weeks and years, it's time to get to it and do it. Okay? No matter what someone told you that you couldn't do it, no matter how they embarrassed you or whatever, no matter what it was back in the 1900s, it doesn't matter. You still have time. But time waits for no man. So let's get busy. Live out loud. Love out loud. Laugh out loud. Hug out loud. Embrace out loud. Celebrate out loud. This is Christina Elevation Wilson, a.k.a. Comedian Ella the Speller, the Phenomenal Storyteller, and I approve this podcast.